Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Anatole Levin, the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Yes, Ukraine is the presenting issue, but NATO's future is at hand as well. And at the table in the East Room of the White House were major NATO players, Germany I'm looking at right now, including a new NATO member, Finland, at the table. What does the negotiation over Ukraine mean for NATO? The armaments continue, Anatole, but I'm trying to understand whether NATO accepts the Russian version that this is a war with NATO, not with Ukraine, that this is a war caused by NATO's advance into Russian influence areas, regions, and that NATO must be part of the solution. Is that part of the conversation in Washington, or does that wait till another day?
Well, I mean, it's certainly part of the conversation because, you know, the NATO countries raise it the whole time. There is, however, a certain contradiction in their position because, you know, on the one hand, they say, no, this war has nothing to do with NATO. You know, it wasn't about NATO enlargement. On the other hand, they talk all the time. I mean, commentators, but also officials in Western Europe talk all the time about how we are in effect at war with Russia. Starmer of Britain has said that Russia is a threat to Britain in our waters, in our streets, in our airspace. So yes, I mean, there is a narrative, if you like, which I don't think is shared by ordinary people on the whole in Western Europe, that NATO is in effect at war with Russia. I mean, the thing is, you know, it really doesn't feel that way in Britain. You know, Russians as a threat on Britain's streets. I mean, as far as I can see, I mean, the only threat there is wealthy Russian parents double parking while they deliver their kids to British private schools. You know, the Russian attacks in Britain have been on people who the Russians regard as traitors and defectors in Russians. They haven't gone after British targets as such. But certainly that is the NATO narrative. But the question is, I mean, how much are the Europeans actually prepared to do without the Americans? Because, you know, every time they've talked about this reassurance force, they've immediately said, oh, but this can only happen if the US, you know, provides backup and air cover. They're trying to buy time to build up their own armed forces without America, but to keep Trump committed to Europe and to Ukraine, what they've actually done is promise not to build up their own armed forces, but to buy huge numbers of weapons from the Americans. So I think, you know, NATO is in a state of considerable mental confusion at the moment.
Can we look 5 years out? We just have a couple of minutes. Does NATO want to fortress Europe? Does NATO want to build the Baltic Wall up Finland, Sweden, and face down Russia? Or does NATO want to cooperate in some fashion with a dialogue that disarms, not arms, the powers? We have about a minute.
At the moment, all the NATO language by NATO governments is about confronting Russia and strengthening NATO and Europe against Russia, although it's not really clear whether that's necessary because Russia has said repeatedly it has no intention of attacking NATO or invading Finland or Poland or the Baltic states. Of course, there are huge political changes underway in Europe. And if the far right Rassemblement National wins in France, if AfD becomes a powerful force in Germany, if Farage wins in Britain, then you could see a completely different approach to Russia and the war by leading European governments. So in 5 years' time, frankly, God knows what things are going to look like.
Anatole Levin, the director of the Eurasia Project at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.